That's why no one can answer, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? Because there was no Anabaptist in Jesus' day. There was none. It comes along 500 or 600 years ago, and it's a false tradition of man. You must walk in spirit and truth. You must worship the God of creation His way, not your way. How you dress, act, talk, live, fellowship, gather, what you call yourself, must be according to the Word of God. Now here, we have fine police officers. Thank you for your service today. Where's the young man that was whipping by in his motorcycle going fast right next to us, revving his engine? Where's the Anabaptist young man doing that right now? Could you show the officers how you do that?
Good?
We're doing great. Everything's fine. We're just here preaching in this public park. There is, thank you for your service, by the way. Appreciate you guys. There is a young man whipping by rather fast in the grass. Should he be riding in the grass with his motorcycle?
Check out. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is it like a
dirt bike? Yeah, right there, the red one. Whipping by, going real fast next to us, revving the engine. Not safe. Not safe. We're not accosting or talking to anyone who doesn't want to talk to us. All of them have come up to us. And so we know the routine. We've been here before. I think one of you guys might have been. No, never been here? Let me give you guys a gospel card.
You drop one of them.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
What's your name?
What's that?
What's your name?
What's my name? My name is Tupos, sir. It's my wife, Amen. The gospel calls people out of man-made religion and out of the world. And we're not just partial to the Anabaptists. We don't just come to these places. We were just preaching down at the Bradenton Farmers Market. We go into the world and we preach Christ crucified. This is my brother Zelos. We preach Christ crucified all over the nation, and we just lift up the shed blood of Jesus and call people to repentance and be born again. And most people in America are practicing Sunday religion, Saturday religion, whatever, and they're not following the Word. Jesus is the Word made flesh. So that's all we do, is we just walk through peacefully, preach.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd appreciate if he doesn't ride his motorcycle right next to me that fast. That you could talk to him. He's the guy in the red motorcycle right there. I got video if you want to see it.
I can talk to him real quick.
I appreciate that. He shouldn't be blown by revving. It's not safe.
Okay, I'll
and also, it should. Can anybody ride dirt bikes in the grass?
Like I said,
I don't believe that would be right.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Thank you, officers. Check out that gospel. Let us know if we can ever help you. Thank you for your service. We love you. All right, so we get back to the preaching. Once again, let's see. This is, hold on here. This is my fourth year, I think, preaching at Pinecraft. And every single year they call the police on me. And these police officers are fine officers, and they know the law. The law says it's a public park. You Anabaptists don't own this park. The law says it's open to everyone. Where's the young guy? Hey, in the blue shirt, you want to rev your dirt bike now? I got you on video. You want to be disrespectful now in front of the police officers? I love you, young man. Lest you repent, you're going to lose your soul. Did any of you old Anabaptist men rebuke him for his terrible behavior? I saw a bunch of men laughing. This is the fruit of the Anabaptist faith. Really? Then walk away, sir.
Well, we don't want to hear you.
Walk away.
Why don't we go get our microphones so we can holler over you?
Why don't you go get your microphone and preach something? What are you going to preach? Are you mad I'm preaching Jesus Christ crucified? The guy in the blue shirt just took off, officers. He knows better, I guess. He took off. He's got a blue sweatshirt on. Yeah, John 3:19-21, brother. John 3:19-21, the light has come, Jesus Christ. But men love darkness and sin, and what do? There he is. Oh, he's coming back now. They run in the darkness because the light reproves them. You Anabaptists in love, I got to tell you, you have no cloak for your sin. Jesus told the Pharisees that. You have no cloak for your sin. Your shuffleboard, your bocce ball defies the Word of God and the ways of God. I'm here with my brother now, Brother Zelos, and I'm going to prove a point here. Can any man here, an old gray-haired man like me, can anybody answer, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, why are you? So we're not going to get that answer. How about, can any old man give me the gospel to eternal life? And how to find eternal life? What is that gospel? John 3:16, that's it? Jesus shed blood, I agree. What do you have to do, sir? Not play shuffleboard. There you go. The Anabaptists, what we find out is they often have an evangelical gospel. Believe in Jesus. That's what they often teach. But yet, the Anabaptists live like they're so different. You're not any different. Take off your straw hats and your straggly long beards like I have a beard. Take off your women's fake head coverings that are more like a bonnet than a veil. Take away all your Sunday traditions. You're exactly like the evangelicals. You're lost in your sin and your worldliness. And it's proved by when we come here. Hundreds of Anabaptist men. None of them open the Bible and go, "We're going to show you're wrong, sir." Really? Really? My sign says, "Anabaptist ways lack spirit and truth." Brother, do you have to worship God in spirit and truth?
Oh, yes, you do.
How can you worship God and not be in the spirit and in the truth? How can you worship God when Paul says, "Hey, I'm of Apollos," you're saying, "I'm of Cephas," "I'm of Paul"? Hey, was Paul crucified for you? I'm a Mennonite. I'm a Amish. I'm a German Baptist. This is a stench to a holy God, neighbor. Watch out, Sister Amin. Watch out. Some of the Anabaptists in the past have actually run my feet over. That man was nice. Some of them actually run your feet over. I was here 2 years ago, and there's an old man that lives in one of these houses, if he's still here and he's not dead yet. He drives a red electric cart. The Anabaptists say they're non-resistant. Oops, sorry, Sister Amin. You know what he told me? I got it on video. He drove by me and said, "I'll punch you in the face." That's your Anabaptist brother. Some man down here came up to me and said, "Hey, brother." This man is my brother. You know why? He's actually lost his life. He came out of the Anabaptist world. The Hutterites. Not you guys. Close enough. He's my brother. He's conformed his life to the gospel. Yeah. All you Anabaptists conform your life to a community. You conform your life to man-made traditions that Jesus said makes your worship in vain. So we just preach Christ crucified, and here's really the important point. I keep going over it again. I'll be here a long time, so you're going to hear a lot of repetition. Just like shuffleboard, a lot of repetition. Bocce ball, a lot of repetition. Volleyball, a lot of repetition. Let's preach some repetition, right? Read the Bible. It's all about repetition. Jesus did not shed his precious blood, beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised on that stake, that tree, so that you could live an easy life and make mammon, Anabaptists, so you could soak the English people for their tin roofs and their groceries and their produce and their bakery. Jesus shed his blood to call out a peculiar people to himself. Holiness and obedience that will die to themselves and pick up their stake and follow him. The word cross means stake. Are you willing to follow him and obey him in spirit and truth? Are you willing to leave your family, your community that keeps sin and partiality for the cause of Christ? I don't see it. I don't see it. I know a lot of Anabaptists admit the Anabaptists are full of sin. I don't see hardly anyone leaving them. My brother left them. Praise God. The man just said, "Are we judging him?" Hey, brother, does the Bible say we're supposed to judge those that claim Christ? How about 1 Corinthians 5? They judge the man in sexual sin. How about Matthew 18. Jesus said, "Go to your brother one by one." I don't have to go to you one by one. You're in public sin. Jesus said, "Take another brother." Jesus said, "Take him before the whole body and then put him out." What do you mean we're not supposed to judge? You guys sit and judge all the time. You have your pet doctrines you love to judge. You judge all the time. They just told me that I'm being outrageous. Does that sound like a judgment, brother? That sounds like a judgment to me. The hypocrisy, go ahead, sir. The hypocrisy to say that you can't judge while you judge me for judging. Don't judge me for judging as I judge you. The Bible tells me to judge. I can look at your sin. I can look at your worldliness as Anabaptists. Oh, you're so worldly. You come down here for what? the flesh. What's the world all about? Flesh. Lust of the eyes, pride of life. Let's see. What's the godly behavior that goes on at Pinecraft? The godly behavior is shuffleboard, bocce ball, riding three-wheel bikes for entertainment, going to the ice cream shop and getting fatter than most of them already are. Gluttony is a big problem in the Anabaptist world. Put a knife to your throat, the Bible says. Do you guys preach against that? I know you preach against all kinds of things like non-resistance, divorce, and remarriage. Do you preach against gluttony? Look around, Anabaptists. You're not preaching hard enough. It's loving to tell you the truth, because when the judgment of God comes, there'll be no escape. And for the fourth year in a row, the nonviolent Anabaptist calls the police on a street preacher peaceful with his wife. You can't make this stuff up. The non-resistant Anabaptists call the police on the street preacher that's peaceful. Yet, over the course of years, their men have gotten in my face. I wonder if Daniel Miller will show up today. He usually can't stay out of my face. He's like a really fleshly man. When the cops show up, he's like real nice. Oh, and the cops aren't here, he's right in your face like a carnal man. Anabaptists are carnal men. Why? Because they're not born of God. If you were born of God, you would love the words coming out of the preacher's mouth. That's biblical. Let's test this. Open your Bible. What one thing have I said is not biblical? According to Scripture. What did I say in the last hour that is not biblical according to Scripture? Feel free, brother. Talk to him.
Talk to him.
I'll think about it because...
Okay.
Then I'd let it rip a bit.
Okay.
How far can I go?
Preach whatever God gives you. You're just preaching to the wind, brother. You're just preaching to a bunch of people.
Yeah,
just share your heart with our heart. You're not like you're not directly rebuking any man. You're just preaching to like a brother, right?
Go for it.
Test yourself to the word of God, Jesus Christ, coming in flaming fire. You're going to lose your souls, Anabaptist. Lest you repent, you have no hope. Open your Bible, sir. The Bible tells us to judge. You're in sin for judging us if we're not supposed to judge. You should stand there and let us do anything if you're not supposed to judge.
How do you interpret...
What a hypocrisy that is.
How do you interpret harassment?
Harassment? Standing in a public park preaching the gospel is harassment? You can walk away. Here, I'll never talk to you again. There you go. No harassment. Look at that. Non-resistant Anabaptists calling it harassment, preaching the truth. Do you know what Menno Simons did? Menno Simons risked his life to go to the false religious places and tell them the truth. So much so he had to hide like a dog because they were hunting him down his whole life to kill him and his family. You wouldn't catch Menno Simons on the bocce ball court. You wouldn't catch Menno Simons or Jacob Amen. Hey, you're named after two men. Another sin we talked about. You wouldn't catch them playing shuffleboard. They were redeeming the time, seeking the kingdom of God.